Jerry Bader Show, 936. I haven't done the research, so I can't do this today. But at some point, as you know, liberals are pointing to Minnesota and saying, see, we should do it the Dayton way. That would be Governor Dayton, not the Walker way. Because the Dayton way, well, Minnesota is on the move and blah, blah, blah. But just like all other liberal zones, Detroit, New York, Chicago, California, eventually the party runs out. And then things dry up very quickly. I commented on this when I got back from San Francisco last year. The onerous taxes. I mean, you buy something and you're like, whoa. Stay in a hotel in Minnesota. You've got the local tax. You've got the state, I believe it's a room tax. You've got, it's crazy. Taxes are just about stifling there now. And if you don't think that's going to bring an end to the party, it will. It's not sustainable. But I want to gather up. We were looking at our receipts a little bit even last night. It's what Dayton and the Democrats have done is remarkable. The tax burden they've imposed there. And if you don't think that that's going to, in the long term, if you don't think it's going to just kill that state, then you just haven't watched what happened with every other city or state or both that's tried it. That is what always happens. So, I pick up a USA Today. The hotel we were staying at in Minneapolis, like most hotels, have stacks of them. The one in Duluth did not. All it had was the Minneapolis newspaper, the Star Tribune. But our first day in the, or evening, I was going through the USA Today. That would have been Monday, I think, but I don't know. I saw an interesting opinion piece on a story that I had not heard about. Again, I don't know how much coverage this story has gotten while I was gone. I don't know if other hosts talked about this, and I don't care because I've got my own spin to put on this. This is the rarest of what is right and what is wrong topics we've ever done on this show because I had an initial firm position, and I think I have flip-flopped on it. I have a TV news story about this. I believe it is South Carolina. Have the audio. I want you to listen to this. Then I have a little further setup, and I'm going to get your thoughts. Jason, go ahead.
Mother is in jail tonight after witnesses say she left her 9-year-old daughter at a park for hours at a time and did it more than once. News Channel 6's Dion Guillory joining us now live in our newsroom with details on this investigation. Dion?
The mother, Deborah Harrell, has been booked for unlawful conduct towards a child. I've been poring through this incident report, and it goes into great detail, even saying the mother confessed to leaving her 9-year-old daughter at a park while she went to work. The little girl is fine tonight, but some say an area the mother thought was safe could have turned dangerous.
It's an afternoon of fun in the water at Summerfield Park in North Augusta, but investigators say it wasn't enjoyable for one little girl. Public safety investigators say 46-year-old Deborah Harrell confessed to leaving her 9-year-old daughter alone in the park for several hours while she went to work.
I understand the mom may have been in a difficult situation, not having someone to watch the child, but at the same time, you've got to find somebody.
Police say Harrell's daughter told a witness that her mother would drop her off all the time to play at the park while Harrell was at work.
According to this incident report, the 9-year-old little girl said she would come to the McDonald's inside this Walmart for lunch, which is about a mile and a half walk away from the park where she was found.
Some people might look at it as a babysitter.
Tanya Cullum works at Sarah's Child Care and Preschool. She says they found that during the summer months, their attendance numbers go down.
The parents can't afford to keep them in there. They have to during school time because we pick them up from school, make sure they got a safe place. But during the summertime, it's like find some family, grandparents, or even let them stay home by themselves.
Harrell's daughter is okay, but some say things could have been worse.
What if a man would have came and just snatched her? Because you have all kind of trucks and everything that come up in here, so you really don't know.
You cannot just leave your child alone at a public place, especially. This day and time, you never know who's around, good, bad. It's just not safe.
The South Carolina Department of Social Services has several programs. And
you can actually pot it down there, Jason. Then he just does the boilerplate. Now, since that was reported, Deborah Harrell went back to work at McDonald's. She's back on the job. What are the other updates? Oh, her child has been returned to her by the state. I believe it is South Carolina. Child has been returned to her by the state. And Ryan, her attorney, I believe it is, kicked off a fundraising effort to assist Harrell, which has now raised $36,000. My initial reaction to this was, it's child neglect. Much to my surprise, my wife disagreed with me. And she threw something in my face. She said, well, you know, you're always bragging when you were nine, you could go fishing for 8 hours or hang out with your friends, that you rode 4 miles on your bike to a fishing hole where your parents didn't know where you were. You could have fallen in and drowned. Somebody on a rural road could have snatched you, but that was okay. Huh? I didn't have much of an answer to that. But I do. But I thought about this. But she's right. I do brag about that because that's the anti-helicopter parent argument. I could go do whatever I want. When I was nine, and this is interesting. This is the part my wife disagrees with. When I was nine, I chopped hay. I filled silo. I spread manure on fields. I used heavy equipment. I pulled a chopper and a chopper box. I raked hay and on and on. My wife thought, wow, that didn't make it right. Now, she felt that was too much. But on the other hand, for a nine-year-old, can't you argue that I established a level of responsibility? If they're going to let me chop hay and silage and, just, you know, and I had to milk cows twice a day by the time I was nine. I'm just saying, if I could do all that, then they're not going to trust me to go take my bike down Highway B and go fishing? But I got really stuck on this. There was a collection of opinions. It was in Tuesday's USA Today that I saw this. How we criminalize parenting and poverty. Deborah Harrell is currently in jail, but she's not anymore. This is outdated. The story is a convergence of helicopter parenting with America's primitive family policy. Obviously, leaving a child unattended in a park is not an ideal childcare arrangement. It is, however, a perfectly sensible balancing of risks. That was Jonathan Shait in New York. Noah Remnick, Los Angeles Times. Our welfare system is designed to put everyone to work regardless of circumstance. Unfortunately, the low-wage jobs attainable for most mothers leads to a parental quagmire. Between low paychecks and inflexible work schedules, how is one to arrange for adequate child care? With no apparent options, the answer is often they simply cannot. Instead of addressing these problems, the wealthiest nation on earth has maintained a complacency by wagging a finger of moralism at mothers. Russ Douthat, who is the House conservative at the New York Times. The upper-class, competition-driven vision of childhood as a rigorously supervised period in which unattended play is abnormal, risky, weird. This perspective has encouraged bystanders and public servants to regard a deviation from constant supervision as a sign of parental neglect. I don't know what I think anymore. I don't know what I think anymore. Gracie Olmsted, the American conservative. A mother lets her daughter play in the park unaccompanied. A mother leaves her son in a car for a few moments while she runs into the store. Many parents who consider these actions to be unwise, but are they criminal? In each case, citizens jumped first to the state to care for the situation, rather than exercising any sort of personal involvement. This hardly seems to fit the definition Good Samaritan. One more, Michael Doherty, The Week. There is a fear of taking responsibility for kids in the neighborhood. A neighbor's interest may seem invasive or even creepy. Lacking church or community, bystanders in a neighborhood refer their concern about a suboptimal parental situation, one they usually know little about because they're not very neighborly, to the only other institution empowered to look out for the welfare of children, the state. I initially felt this was child neglect. My wife kind of convinced me. I'm now leaning that this was an overreaction. The child is 9. The park is 1.5 miles away. One report I read said initially she had the kid with her at McDonald's all day, and that didn't work out. So she found a park where the kid could play. Then the kid, I believe, walked 1.5 miles to McDonald's for lunch. Did she do the best she could do under the circumstances, or is she guilty of neglect as she was initially charged? Or was that a nanny state, helicopter parent mentality, overreaction? I'm not sure I know what I think about this anymore. 406-1360. This is one where you might be able to pry and pull me a little bit. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 947.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.